Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. It's another Tuesday, and I can't stop the bleeding. Mac, how about you?
Oh, I stopped the bleeding this week, but it was another great week in the fantasy world, and we have got a lot to talk about today.
Boy, I'll tell you what we do.
Yeah,
it just, you know, when you have Sterling Shepard on your team, you're thinking, okay, this is his year. You know, go ahead, grab him, take him, ride the wave, and it ended after the second game. Ended up getting hurt, and then of course I've got Cook, and I've got T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
So, ouch, it hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, usually we like to start off with what went right, but, you know, we've dodged the injury bug for the first couple of weeks of the season, but it came out roaring out today, like a cicada. So, if you know, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Josh Jacobs, who's out yet again this week. I mean, these are big-time, huge injuries. Two first-round pick running backs going out. Now, Cook is going to come back.
I think McCaffrey's out for a few weeks.
Yep.
Cook, I think he could have played. I think they just decided, you know what, I think we've got this game. It's Seattle.
Yeah.
I think we can handle the defense with Madison, and we should be okay. And they were right. They did.
And what went right, I think you have to start talking about, I'm not going to say that we need to break up the Vikings because they're just on such a roll. But offensively speaking, they are putting up great numbers.
Wow.
And I think just like at this particular point in time, stock up on your Vikings as much as you can. I think they're going to be scoring points every week. And I think actually getting on the right track against the Seahawks is going to make them a good fantasy team moving forward.
Yeah, really, I do.
Maybe
even
not their defense,
Kirk Cousins,
but...
No, that one maybe leaves a little bit to be desired there. But even KJ Osborne, he came down to earth a little bit there with, I think, just under 5 points. I didn't expect that. I was thinking maybe 10 because it was Seattle. But Justin Jefferson and Thielen had a great game.
100%.
And when those guys have a great game, that's pretty much when KJ Osborne kind of takes a backseat.
Absolutely.
Good morning. You are on the Fantasy Fools. Who's this? Oh, yep, you're. That's okay, Bob. You're an hour early. We'll talk to you though at 9:33. How does that sound? That's okay. Thanks. Bye.
I don't think we've ever had a wrong phone call.
I thought we were going to have a hot one there. Yeah, I was really excited. But I'll be chatting with Bob here in about an hour or so. So anyway, pardon the interruption.
Yeah. So we talk about just in this opening segment what went right and what went wrong. One of the things that we talked about last week was Saquon Barkley coming back in a breakout game, and he did.
Yes, he did in a big way.
And he looked nice. He looked real nice at running the ball. And even like if you watched any of that game, he was doing some of those little jump cuts and shifts that he does that he used to do prior to his injury. And he looked really spry. So that was a really great thing.
And
really great thing to see.
Some of the other cool things, some of the guys that looked like they used to was, I think Eckler, Robinson, and Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
Looked like they were supposed to,
yep.
Or did.
Edwards-Helaire had a great game.
Yeah, and Zach Moss looked like he was meant to be. I mean, everybody had talked about him last year about how good he was going to be and that he was the next big thing, and he showed it this
weekend. Absolutely. And I think Justin Herbert, too, had a really nice game. I mean, that was a great upset win at Kansas City. He played great. He finally got the points that we thought he was going to get, pushing 30-some points, give or take. So that was a nice thing to see. And what in the world with Sam Darnold?
I don't know. You know what? I've said it since the beginning. He's in the wrong place at the wrong time. He is now in the right place at the right time.
Oh, I absolutely think so. Yeah.
I would not be afraid of Carolina.
Yep.
I wasn't going to touch Carolina with a 10-foot pole.
Yep.
but that's changed.
Well, they're gonna put the defense is gonna put the team on its back. Sam Darnold knows how to take care of the ball if he's in a system that works, like we've seen these first few weeks.
Right.
And without McCaffrey, they're gonna have to be even more conservative offensively. Now, I'm not saying that means that he's not gonna do well. It just means that we're gonna see what we saw the other night: 300 passing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns.
No doubt. Hey, Studs and Duds coming up next on Fantasy Fools.
More of the Fantasy Fools next. AM 910.
If you're like me, when it comes to banking, you've got general needs. That's why I rely on Bankstar for all of the things that all of us need. From depositing birthday money, to depositing part of this paycheck, to seeing how much I have in my savings account. After depositing this birthday money and paycheck, I can count on Bankstar to allow me to confidently do all the general things I need to do. You can bank just about anywhere, or you can bank on the bright side at Bankstar Financial. Visit ebankstar.bank, member FDIC.
When your drains are backed up with grease, hair, action figures, or Legos, we have your back. And if you have old pipes with a lot of rust or scale, we can strip that buildup away and breathe new life into them. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter. From major city sewer line obstructions to the smallest drains in your home, we can handle it. We proudly serve the Sioux Falls and Brookings areas and everywhere in between. When you need us, we'll be there.
Call Roto-Rooter.
Go troubles down the drain.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce
Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Yeah.
Well, here we are back on the ranch, AM 910. Of course, you can listen to the show after the show online at BrookingsRadio.com if you just go to the Fantasy Fools podcast. So let's talk about some of the other studs here.
Mm-hmm.
We've already mentioned a few of them. Harris with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He's
breakout
good.
Game.
Yeah, he's good. He looks great.
And what's really interesting about that game, do you know he was targeted 19 times in the passing game?
Are you kidding me?
No, and the thing that's really interesting about that, now the Steelers are in rough shape. Ben is hurt. Ooh. He threw the ball 50 sometimes in that game, and that's a recipe for disaster if your quarterback's got to throw it that many times. But the good thing for Najee is that he got targeted 19 times.
Right.
So it's clear that they're going to lean on him, as well they should.
Yeah, and Williams from the Broncos dropped him thinking, you know, he's really not going to do me that much good. I should have hung on to him. He had
and Gordon, game. Though, they both did well in that
game.
Yeah,
right, they
did. And that's that was a game that we called last week that we figured that's the way things were going to go. Now, it's hard to pitch a shutout in the NFL, which the Broncos did, but nevertheless, the Broncos just, they knew what they needed to do, and that was it. So, I mean, tempered expectations for the passing game and all that. All they needed to do was run the ball and control the field position. I think the rumors, some of the quarterbacks we don't need to go, but Josh Allen had a huge game. And Brady, people like Brady and Cousins and Stafford, they're week-to-week starters. I think now you just know they're never coming out of your lineup. They just did great.
Yes. Swift.
Yep.
Even though he's questionable every week, he'll probably be questionable the entire season, but he's going to run.
The only thing that shouldn't be in question is he should be in your lineup.
Yeah, right.
And, and you're going to see weeks like this with Cleveland. So Chubb, kind of a quieter day, but Kareem Hunt goes off. But you don't bench either one of them. I think you still keep Chubb in as your running back one, and Hunt is an every week flex play. I mean, they're too good. And and sometimes you're going to have those weeks where they're both going to blow up. Wide receivers, it's just basically your kitchen cupboard right here. I mean, it's just like the old reliables. Everybody showed up.
Right, but now Mike Williams is in the cupboard because I have been a non-believer in Mike Williams because of injuries.
Yeah.
I think for the most part.
Yeah.
But I think he's just really for real.
If he stays healthy, that duo is just as good as Jefferson and Thielen with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, and they're both going to put up huge numbers every week. They've got Eckler in the backfield that's going to take some of the pressure off that passing game, and he's part of that passing game. So just a great week. It was nice to see DK Metcalf show up. He'd been kind of quiet, and Tyler Lockett was doing a bunch.
Oh, wait, Tyler Lockett, happy birthday today.
Oh, hey.
29.
Happy
today,
birthday.
So.
29.
And 29. I know, isn't that amazing? The Honey Badger's 29.
Yes,
I saw the other. I was like, you gotta be kidding me! He was just a kid. Now all of a sudden he's a grown man. I think Adam Thielen gets the comeback award so far because last year just really kind of You know, he was hurt, and yeah. It's like, okay, is he kind of, is he done? Because he just really wasn't hyped all that much in the beginning of the mm-hmm. season at draft time, and he's just been solid.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. He's going to be in your lineup every week. You can't take him out. Zach Ertz and Dalton Schultz, a couple of tight ends that hadn't done much until last night.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was really nice to see. And those of you that drafted Mark Andrews pretty high, he had a great game this week as well. And defensively, the Broncos and the Browns defenses just did great. When we talk about duds, the Houston Texans, oof, they're a mess. Now, Carolina's defense is great, but still, I mean, that was a rough start. I get it, the third-string quarterback. You know, you're not going to expect much, but that was a little rough. The Justin Fields debut in Chicago, I don't think you're going to have him in your lineup unless you had a two-quarterback league and you were just going to roll the dice to see if he could score a rushing touchdown or two. But all he did in some leagues was put up minus 5 points if your league does negative points, sack nine times. And we mentioned some of the running backs. They're not duds per se, but they were duds for your lineup. McCaffrey and Cook and Josh Jacobs and those that did play like David Montgomery. And I'm putting these in the duds even though they did well, but the Bills running backs, they got you points, but which one do you start now? Here we go again, you know.
Right. It's the same thing.
And these, let's be very clear, Singletary and Moss are not Chubb and Hunt.
Not even close.
So Chubb and Hunt don't come out of your lineup.
Singletary and Moss, they have their occasional great game, and they
absolutely
look like they, you know, they fit the bill. They look like they're supposed to look.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they let you down.
And nobody's pushing the panic button on Tyreek Hill. They'll get that fixed. But again, yeah, it may have cost you. So two quiet weeks in a row for Hill. And Sterling Shepard, as you mentioned earlier, and Allen Robinson for the Bears. But again, you know, that's a tough call. I have Allen Robinson in one of my leagues. I don't know what to do with him until they figure out that quarterback situation or give Fields some time to throw. Tough situation.
If you have room on your bench, you keep him there.
Yep.
Because of the quarterback situation, even Dalton. If Dalton comes back, now they know.
Yeah.
That Andy Dalton is the starter. Andy Dalton can throw the football.
Yes.
They don't call him the red right
red, yeah, rifle. Red rifle. Yep.
They don't call, I almost said rocket.
Yeah.
Red rifle for anything. So he and Allen Robinson are probably going to connect the second half of the year if they stay healthy, because they got to get into a rhythm here.
And I know all these folks are going to be, especially Bears fans, are going to be moaning and groaning. Well, you just have to leave Fields in there. Well, the thing is that if Brown's defense is good, but on the other hand, he's going to get killed, like Joe Burrow got killed last year.
Right.
And Andy Dalton is not going to get sacked nine times.
Right.
He knows how to throw the ball away. He knows how to check down. He knows how to do things at the line of scrimmage that Fields
reckless.
Just doesn't know how to do.
Exactly.
Some tight ends were disappointing for you. T.J. Hockenson, Noah Fant were disappointing. Jared Cook, a lot of people were high on him last week, including me, quiet week. Would someone please call Bob Tonyan
and hello,
tell
Bob,
him to
Big
get
Bob.
Off the bus for the Packers games?
Wow. hello. I don't even know where he's been. I've tried to find him on the field. Like, okay, where's 85 at? Hello.
Yeah,
hello,
and hello, he's hello. Just so good, and maybe they're just getting their land legs under him and the whole bit. But on the other hand, he is he's one of those players that is a really good tight end, and they're going to need him going forward. But, you know, what do you do in the meantime? Because you can't keep plugging a player in that's getting you 2 points a game.
Yeah, I get you. Top plays of the week coming up.
Blah, blah, blah.
Check this out. More of the Fantasy Fools, Brian and Mac.
Good call.
Next on the Ranch, AM 910.
It's time to sign up for Indoor Golf League at Teed Off Golf Simulators. Starting October 1st, the once-a-month golf league kicks off playing 9-hole scramble courses monthly through April. Weekly golf leagues will begin October 18th. Golf 9 or 18 holes with a 1- or 2-man scramble format. Learn more at teedoffgolfbrookings.com. Teed Off Golf, just a putt away from Little Caesars in Brookings.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Bump the volume, bump the volume, bump the volume.
Yeah, okay, we're back. It's Fantasy Fools here on the Ranch, AM 910. Don't forget, you can listen to the show again, if you'd like to, online at brookingsradio.com. We do have a Twitter page, Fantasy Fools. If you just do the search, I found it real easy. There is another Fantasy Fools out there, but they've not been active for a number of years, so not a big deal. If you want to follow us there, we really don't do a whole lot because not a whole lot of people follow us. But if we get a following and a nice local one, it'd be fun to be, trading some things back and forth and having some fun there. All right, Mac, the top plays of the week. I'm gonna start this out for you. Interestingly enough, the list here really doesn't have any big, huge names on it. They're just kind of they're good. Tannehill, Burrow, Darnold, and Heinicke, and Jimmy G. That's a list that surprises me. So explain. Yeah.
Well, the reason why I went in this direction is because we've got our established studs, but we've got some folks out there that may have some really precarious quarterback situations. And Tannehill's at the Jets, and Burrow is at the Jaguars. Now, what is appealing about that? Well, I think you're at the point now where the Jets and the Jaguars, at some point, they are going to have a good game. And it's going to be like, and the Jaguars played pretty well against the Falcons last weekend. So I think in those particular situations, I think the quarterbacks are going to have to come alive a little bit more, especially in these particular cases. So and I think if you're really desperate for a quarterback, I think those two quarterbacks are going to be really great plays this week. Darnold a little trickier at the Cowboys, but again, in a 12-team league, you might not have much of a choice. Right. And all he's done every week is put up 25 plus points. And Heinicke, you're starting any quarterback against the Falcons.
Yep, big game against Atlanta.
Yes, and I'm basing my Jimmy G pick because I watched that entire game on Sunday night, start to finish.
The Seattle game or the 49ers
great
game. He did. He looked really good.
He was slinging the ball all over. I mean, it looks there is no quarterback controversy in San Francisco. He looked great.
He's the quarterback.
And I like what the Seahawks are not that good. I mean, I think we've just seen that. And Cousins just put up a boatload of points against them, so I like that one a lot. I think you're going to have to sit Daniel Jones against the Saints.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. So, running backs, we already talked about DeAndre Swift. He never comes out of your lineup. I like Melvin Gordon against the Ravens. I like that tandem of running backs in the Broncos' backfield. But this is a big, big game for the Broncos. And the reason why it's a big game is because they can go 4-0. The Ravens, we know, can be beat. And the Broncos are at home in a big spot, and I think they're going to lean on their big free agent signing. I really do. And it's just a gut feeling, but there you go. Chuba Hubbard, he's the Carolina running back that's coming in. So you need to get him on the waiver wires, and you need to start him. So there you go.
Chuba. Get knocked down.
Yes.
But get up again.
Absolutely.
No, that's Chumbawamba.
Yes, that's
Sorry,
right.
Sorry, okay. Yeah.
I think you have to put Madison in if Cook doesn't start, but monitor that situation very carefully.
Be careful there, because it's not like Alex is going to go off like that every time, and I tried the Abdullah experiment thinking, this is going to be the game where everybody builds Madison up to be this awesome guy, and it didn't work for me.
Yep, so. And then also David Montgomery versus the Lions, I think he bounces back. The Bears, I'm not advocating that you get your Bears in your lineup, but if you're going to have any Bear in your lineup, it's Montgomery.
Right. And I think the other thing, too, Lions defense is a little bit better than they get credit for, but yep. Montgomery's a good running back.
Absolutely.
So. How about the wide receiver position?
Yep. I like. I think what we saw last weekend is going to be a sign of things to come. You've got Jefferson and Thielen. You've got Cole Beasley and Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say Diggs is out of the equation, but those two players are going to be great flex players moving in and out. So I've got them at the wide receiver position this week because you may not have a choice but to start one of those at a wide receiver two or three. But also, I would advocate for them as a flex position moving forward. Is Emmanuel Sanders drinking out of the fountain of youth?
I think so. I looked at him, too, because I needed somebody to replace Higgins.
Yes.
And I decided I'm going with somebody younger.
Yep. Speaking of Higgins, Jamar Chase for the Bengals looks like the real deal. So I think you got to fire him up because T. Higgins is going to be week to week. He may be in there, but always monitor that dreaded decoy situation with him.
It's unfortunate. Higgins now, I think, is going to find himself in a flex spot.
Yep.
Maybe until the second half of the season if he stays healthy.
Absolute smash spot for Terry McLaurin at Atlanta on the fast track. I think he has a huge game.
He is so
He
scary.
Very well may be my start, one of my wide receivers
of the week. If I had him, I wanted him this year so bad. Yep. One that I did not want and wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Yep.
My mistake is Ruggs.
Yeah, and Ruggs looks good. He looks like a little security blanket for David Carr. They're going up against the Chargers, tough defense, but the Raiders have just been putting up points against everybody. And then we've already talked about Mike Williams, who's also become this a really – and you're right. He stays healthy. If you've managed to get him, that's another one of those steals. You know?
Yeah, right. And on my trust scale from 1 to 5, there's no point in going 1 to 10 because it's too much. I had Ruggs and Williams at a 0 and have for a couple of years.
Yep.
especially Williams. But now I'm starting to get a three out of both mm-hmm. of them, so feeling a little bit better.
I like some bounce backs at the tight end position. I think Logan Thomas, who had a decent week last week, but I think he, again, Falcons. That's all I need to say about that. I think Tyler Higbee bounces back. I think Bob Tonyan bounces back. Give Gerald Everett for the Seahawks one last week. Just give him one last look and see what happens. If it doesn't happen, I think you need to move on from that. And then Dawson Knox, I think he's going to be a big part of the – that catch he made in the end zone was spectacular. And when you see that type of catch from your tight end, that really opens things up for the other receivers, but also for that tight end.
Right. I think the other thing you have to keep in mind there, too, is Shepard and Slayton – have hamstring issues.
Yep.
Those don't go away in a week.
Yes, absolutely right. And then the defense. I love the Broncos defense against the Ravens. I know, okay, Lamar Jackson, everybody's coming into town. But the Broncos defense is legit, folks, and it's at home, and they look really, really tough coming off a shutoff of the Jets. I like the Chargers defense against the Ravens, or excuse me, the Raiders. I like, obviously, the Titans defense at the Jets. I like the Packers defense at home versus the Steelers. And I like the Buccaneers defense on the road against the Patriots. The Patriots did not look good last week. That Bucks defense against a rookie quarterback, Tom Brady's return to Foxborough.
Yeah,
that could be ugly.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about that is yeah.
Fire it all.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Bulls.
Fire it all.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I don't care what y'all say. Because as the world turns, y'all boys gonna learn.
On the Ranch, AM 910.
Neil and the crew at Big Sioux Plumbing is looking to add to their team. Big Sioux Plumbing is a local business located in Volga and is now hiring a journeyman or an apprentice plumber to start right away. No experience necessary, they are willing to train. Call Neil at 690-4085 or email BigSiouxPlumbing@gmail.com to apply or for more information. That's 690-4085 or email BigSiouxPlumbing@gmail.com. Come join the family at Big Sioux Plumbing in Volga. Go Big Blue, go Cossacks.
If you're like me, when it comes to banking, you've got general needs. That's why I rely on Bankstar for all of the things that all of us need. From depositing birthday money, to depositing part of this paycheck, to seeing how much I have in my savings account. After depositing this birthday money and paycheck, I can count on Bankstar to allow me to confidently do all the general things I need to do. You can bank just about anywhere, or you can bank on the bright side at Bankstar Financial. Visit ebankstar.bank, member FDIC.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon!
This is a Class 1 emergency.
All right, Squad 51, this is Dr. Whatever from Fuller from Emergency at Rampart. What was his? I can't remember the doctor. Anyway, whatever. Let's talk injuries here, which is
let's
crazy.
Let's just be BJ Honeycutt at Hawkeye.
There you go. Let's just
do a triage in the mash tent.
Let's just do that. The injury list is long for some who have them on the team, and otherwise the list is pretty short.
It is pretty short, but absolutely the hammer drop this week. I mean, like with McCaffrey going down, and it's too bad. Like, you know, injuries happen in the NFL, but this guy just can't catch a break.
Well,
you know?
And it, honestly, I had the opportunity with draft pick number 2 to choose McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not because of my trust factor at 5. I was at 2 because of his health.
Yeah.
It just
scared me. And again, that's that you know, with him going down, we'd already talked about Chuba Hubbard is a massive pickup this week. So you've got to pick him up, especially if you've got McCaffrey. But if you don't have McCaffrey, that's also a really great pickup this week as well. You know, and Dalvin Cook, I think everybody who monitored that situation knows that that was more precautionary than anything. I think if it was a playoff game or a game where the playoffs were on the line end of the season, he would have played.
Right.
But I also think we would have seen a really healthy dose of Madison in that game, even had he played. So it's another thing to monitor as well, where you would want to, if you've got Cook and Madison is somehow available, you want to pick up Madison as that particular handcuff, because you never know. There could be situations where they do that type of thing again. And that's frustrating, I know.
It is.
But also, if you have Cook, you know, here's a good situation. If you have Cook and someone has picked up Madison, here's a nice situation where you could get into a trade conversation with other players in your league. And I would also say the same thing with Chuba Hubbard. If you've got McCaffrey and you want to look at a trade for Chuba so you have that handcuff, because I think right now is where we start to really get, you know, week four, week five, give or take, you know, you're starting to see things kind of fall into place. The puzzle pieces are coming together. Players are getting hurt, and especially there is no more important player to have a handcuff for than a running back. You just don't have quarterback and wide receiver handcuffs. You just pick up another quarterback or a wide receiver. But that running back is so valuable. It's time to start thinking about picking up their handcuffs, and also, you know, if those – they've already been picked up, start to enter trade talks with other players in your league.
Yeah, how about the backs for the Rams?
It's a mess. You know, it's an absolute mess with Henderson out and, you know, Sony Michel. You know, that's just like...
He's always average.
And what are they going to do? It's like they've got Stafford. They've got so many great wide receivers and tight ends and so on. So I think that that's just a situation you avoid for... I just say avoid until further notice. Avoid that backfield at all costs unless you're absolutely desperate. And again, it's the same thing too. What are you going to do with Singletary and Moss with the Bills? They're probably available on some waiver wires, and they look attractive because of what they did 2 weeks ago for Singletary and last week for Moss. And I'm not saying don't pick them up. I'm just saying caveat emptor, buyer beware.
Oh yeah,
And flex at the most for right now. Neither one of these is an RB1. I wouldn't even say RB2. Definitely a flex. But if they're out there, they're waiver bait. Pick them up. And T. Higgins for the Bengals, monitor that situation. It's too bad. But you know, next man up. And we talked about how important it is to pick up someone like Jamar Chase if he is available on your waiver wire. And he might not be. Other wide receivers to target, Emmanuel Sanders from Buffalo. I think he's you know, old reliable.
Right.
A lot of mouths to feed, 100%.
Yep.
But a great flex play every week. I mean, the Bills are on a mission. If they want to score 40 points every week, and they will if they can. So that means a lot of people are going to be eating, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the gravy.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. And another old guy that really actually,
yes.
I had him on my list, and I'm like, you know, maybe I should just grab him. A.J. Green.
He's healthy. He's still great.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden you see, you know, like people are wondering, you know, should Larry Fitzgerald come back and so on. I think there's a reason, you know, not that they don't want Larry Fitzgerald to come back, but there's just a lot of great receivers on that team. And I think AJ Green is a really sneaky pickup and maybe a stash to see what he does, because he could be huge coming down the stretch.
Yes.
You know, especially playing for a winner. And then again, we just talked about Sam Darnold. If you're in desperate need of help at a quarterback, or not even desperate need, I think you got to pick up Sam Darnold.
I agree.
We're coming up in the 2 minute warning.
That's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
2 minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two minute warning. Here we go.
You've got a couple of tight ends on your waiver wire, too.
I do. I absolutely do, and I love the pickup of Dawson Knox. I tight end is one of those positions where we've seen the last few years. It's like you got five or six that are great.
Right.
Never come out of your lineup.
And
then
the rest. Yeah, and that's where I'm at right now. I made the mistake of going with Big Bob, and I dropped Higbee because I'm like, okay, he's just not going to get me anywhere. But maybe I dropped the wrong guy.
I don't want to beat on this forever, but I just keep coming back to that absolutely brilliant end zone catch from Dawson Knox, tapping the toes, you know, stretching out for it. That is the type of catch that your quarterback is going to say, I'm going to come to you in those situations, in those tight windows. You drop that ball, you muff it, then it's just like, I'm going to the other guy.
Right.
But when you prove that you can make those types of catches, you really gain your quarterback's trust.
I think he's a dime maker for Danny, because especially because Shepard and Slayton are dealing with a hamstring issue. So.
And Austin Hooper, you need to pick him up if he's available in any leagues. I think he's going to be a really nice play moving down the stretch. And then finally, just one last tight end, and we mentioned him earlier in our studs and duds section, but Dalton Schultz. for the Cowboys. Yeah. Take a look at him.
Yeah, I grabbed him last year toward the end of the season and used him to just to fill every once in a while. And I was watching him a little bit and thought of picking him up, but I've been a little bit short. By the way, we've got about 30 seconds left here. Thanks for listening to the show. I think Tucker should have got 6.5 points for that 66-yard field goal. That was absolutely an amazing kick.
Yes.
Simply wonderful. And the other notes here that that I've got down, Christian Kirk, I think, comes out of the flex and can probably fill your wide receiver two spot.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, we neglected to mention him, but that's another one you monitor week to week. He's too good to sit in most cases, but he didn't do anything for you last week.
Doubt.
That's too bad.
Have a great week.
Have a great week, everyone. Good luck.
Thank you very much.